Ooh.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Time to finish the Phillies roster. We'll take a blind date with a trade candidate, see if this guy can be a fit for us, and then try to figure out who exactly this is. What do we have today, Kyle?
That's good. We're doing a dome talk right into the blind date.
Yep. Perfect. What a segue.
I got a name.
Say no to dome.
Yep, that's right. Say no to dome. Not sure this guy's on a lot of people's radars, but I'm curious where you guys come down on this dude. 28 years old, under control for two more years. So he'll have two more years of arbitration. He was an all-star this season. Now, lefty batter, which I know we're looking for a right-handed guy, but sort of a utility dude. So he can play second base if you want him to platoon with Bryson Stott, even though they're both lefties, or if you're just out on Stott in general. He could play there. He could also play third base. I didn't go out to the outfield. I think he's played some left field a lot in his career. So, 296 batting average, which is pretty close to his career average of 284. Pretty steady. Pretty steady hitter. 364 on base percentage. 796 OPS. Again, both right around his career averages. And he's been in the league for maybe 3-4 years. Pretty consistent player. Not a big home run guy though. He's only got 9 on the season, but I think maybe one of the best attributes that he has as a hitter is that he doesn't strike out much at all. 55 strikeouts and 419 plate appearances this season.
Oh, my God.
Which is very, very low.
That's really good.
Yep. I did mention he's a lefty, and I know we want a right-handed bat. The problem with him is he does not hit lefties well as a left-handed hitter. So if you're looking for a guy with reverse splits, he's not the one. Only a 226 batting average and a 626 OPS versus left-hand hitters. Now, I think if we got this guy along with somebody else in terms of a hitter, then people would be okay with it. I guess my question to you would be, if this was the only piece that they added to the lineup, would you be okay with it?
No. If it's like if this is a second bat, I'd be okay with it. Not if
what
it's
is he hitting?
The main.
You say 296?
296, 796, 796 OPS. And, like, those are all right around his career averages. So, like, this is kind of what he is in his career. So it's not like he's hot this season. It's
He's steady.
He's very steady. Yep.
I like steady.
Mm-hmm.
I like steady. Do consistency.
You like commitment.
The left-handed hitter
I'm
part
okay
is
with
the
commitment.
Part I don't like.
I'm okay with commitment. I don't know why, but I think I'm not okay with I'm okay with
so you don't like his lefty splits, TK?
Yes, I don't like his lefty splits. I wish he was a right-handed
okay,
batter.
So as the own, like say they got a very high leverage arm closer and another one, and they added this guy to the lineup, you wouldn't
well,
be down
need,
with that?
Well, he'd need to play the outfield because I wouldn't want him replacing Stott.
Right.
So he'd need to play left field. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be like, it'd be better than nothing is the way I'd look at it. But I'm not like over.
You're not excited.
Yeah, I'm not like throwing a parade about getting this guy.
Okay. Hugh, into it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Consistency.
Yep, that's right.
Can I guess who it is?
Sure.
Brendan Donovan?
It is Brendan Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
Nice player.
Yeah.
I
would do it.
Yeah. I'm really focused on like a Kwan level bat at this point.
I know.
Yeah,
I need a guy like that.
You've been talking about him for the last couple of days. Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the Mariners just got Josh Naylor for like their 13th and 16th best prospects. They could pull off a trade similar to that. You know, maybe a little bit better. I don't know what we'd have to give up, but I can't imagine it would be anyone top end. Like, I think I would look at that as a pretty damn good deal.
Well, like I said, if this is like your second bat addition, I'd love that. I mean, if you get Brendan Donovan as a second piece, that would be awesome. I just still think you need a bigger difference maker. But,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't – it's one of those moves where I wouldn't bash it. I wouldn't be thrilled by it. It would just be like, it makes him a little better.
Think about it. The 296 batting average, though, that's with those bad splits against lefties. Like, just adding a guy like that.
Yeah, in this lineup, when you look at the lineup and you look at what everybody else is hitting, that's where I'm kind of at. You got 296 in the lineup.
Like, if I would have told you that at the end of the postseason last year against the Mets when they were chasing everything, a guy that strikes out this little, you could add him to the lineup, like –
now,
I think that would be a big difference.
What about,
like, you got a chance, more of a chance.
What about this idea? If the Cardinals, you know, if they like Stott, would you trade Stott for him? And maybe that eliminates the need to send prospects.
Man. I mean, this guy's 28, Stott's 27.
Stott in a mid-level prospect for him?
Wow. That's tough.
Would you do that?
I think I might do it.
Because he probably cut into Stott's playing.
Sure. Oh, I mean, he's a lefty.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I'd be more open to that, honestly.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
the prospect part of
what it. What we wanted from Stott was that high batting average, like what he provides. No strikeouts, like good plate presence. Like, I think that's a very interesting proposition.
Because then you could save the bigger prospects for another bigger bat.
Yeah.
And then Brendan Donovan could be your second
bat. And then you still have like similar control 2 more years of arbitration for this guy, like a 1-for-1 swap or something like that, like somebody else that you're not to.
Maybe they look at Stott and they think, okay, he's controllable. He's a guy who we can kind of bring him in here, kind of rehabilitate a little bit.
I don't think you're out of your mind.
Yeah. I think that would be the better way to go if you're trading for
him. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. So
I'm in.
I'm good.
You know what? I'm in. I'm in. Why not?
No, I mean, yeah. I like the consistent bat. I like the 296.
He likes commitment.
Yep.
I'm committed.
And Hugh, unfortunately, is also committed to the dome, which is just egregious. Just unbelievable.
It would be worn, TK.
But it would be sterile.
That's so soft. How did you play professional football?
Yeah, in the Northeast.
About 20 years ago.
What happened to fear the fro, Hugh Douglas? I had a fear the fro poster.
Do you see a fro anywhere on this body?
No.
On my mouth and my beard?
You basically have a fro on your beard.
Yeah, that's it.
But you used to be, you know.
It used to be a whole lot of things. No. Not that anymore.
I remember.
You used to be able to go back to back. Can't go back to back anymore. So, yeah.
I remember.
It's not changed.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
It was it. That's it.
Freezing cold, New Year's Eve, 2000, Hugh Douglas, Sean King.
Yeah,
I mean, what happened
great,
to that?
Great time.
What happened to that guy?
We might have to take away one of Hugh's sacks over this.
Great times. I am not alone in this. That's why I'm so comfortable.
You're in the minority.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay, well, I put the poll up. Are you pro-dome or anti-dome?
Yeah. And Kyle also hashtagged.
I tried to push it with hashtag say no to dome.
Yep.
Say no to dome.
Yep. That's the new hashtag.
Gotta say no to dome.
Yep, say no to dome.
That's probably going to get us in a little bit.
Yeah. So.
What? I don't know. I don't understand what's so funny.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know what he's talking about. We're just saying no to dome.
Yeah,
I wish you'd do the same.
No, I'm definitely not saying no.
You won't do that. You won't do that.
That'd be a no.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get in on the pro or anti-dome debate, you are welcome to do that. Are the Eagles in a tier of their own? And would you trade Andrew Painter? It feels like that's what it's going to come down to for the Phillies. They want to get an impact bat. You want to get a Stephen Kwan. Maybe Eugenio Suarez is on the market, who the Phillies kind of linked to. That one's a little tougher because it would require moving guys around in the field.
That might. I got to tell you.
Dude, a righty bat with 30-plus homers? I mean, that would look good in the middle of the lineup.
That don't sound like he's excited. That sound like a snore.
Oh, no. I'm like, that was like, I can't even contain it.
Yeah.
That's the move right there.
I might change my dome stance.
Well, then you move. Yeah.
And y'all swear by that, it's just not me. It's just not me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Nobody does. A lot of girth. Nobody's a child.
Why'd you play that, Kyle? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Should the Phillies have Andrew Painter on the table in a potential trade talk? So let's go back to the phones. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What you going on, man? TK, how you doing?
TK. You are the definition of Buzz Killington, my friend.
Buzz
who?
He said you killed the vibe.
Buzz Killington.
You're Buzz Killington, dude.
What buzz am I killing today, Aaron?
We're gonna put you in that doubters category, just like all the other national media pundits that want to look down upon our Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Because all you guys are doing, we appreciate
it. Aaron, I'm saying they're just not clearly, like, way ahead of everybody else. That does not make me a doubter.
Guess what? Just like you were talking about before, they are unique. They are the New England Patriots. They are one of a kind, my friend. Because guess what? Iron sharpens iron. We have the best offensive and defensive line in the NFL. When you put them in training camp together, they are going against the best of the best. The African assassin, Ojomo, and the vanilla gorilla get to go up against the best offensive line. Yeah, you've got Pryor, you've got Steen, you've got the other kid that we got from Houston that gets to go up against the best defensive tackle in the league. They get to go up against a monster like Jordan Davis.
They get to go up
against two defensive ends that are elusive and fast. It's the total package.
Aaron, they've been the best offensive line in the league for like years. Has the defensive line always been the best in the league because they practice against them?
No, but guess what? In training camp, the ability to go up against the best on a daily basis means that you are just going to be prepared for the NFL season because you're not going to face a better offensive line or defensive line. And as far as the young D-backs go, they get to go up against the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. They get to sharpen their skills against AJ Brown and Skinny Batman. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, I think they're going to be a good team. I don't know about I don't know how it's negative, though, or how it's crazy to say they're not clearly above everybody else. The Ravens are good. The Bills are good. The Chiefs are good. The Lions are good. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. That's not being negative. That's being realistic.
No, in a realistic, what you have to realize is that the talent on the Eagles is the best in the NFL. The coaching that we have in place with Stoutland University, the ability to take these young cats and turn them into all pros, you know, that's not something that every NFL team has.
Aaron, do they have the same offensive coordinator they had last year?
No, but that's okay, man. And guess what, everybody? The first four games of the season are going to look like preseason. They're going to struggle. They're going to try different things. They're going to have ups. They're going to have downs. It's just that's part of the game now. But they're going to settle in. We'll be okay. We're going to make another run to the Super Bowl. And then, Hugh, I've got to address the tiny elephant in the room.
What's that?
So how tall are you, Hugh?
6'1".
So, TK, what was the topic was the bad movie, right? What was the You People topic?
What do you mean, the You People topic? The You People,
you mean the one that
chime in with
TK
what they want
on?
Every day.
Yeah.
About the TK Jobs and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen at 1:45, Aaron. Don't you listen?
Hey, Hugh, did you know that TK moonlights as a cereal box cover model?
Cereal box.
I was walking through my local supermarket yesterday, and I saw him modeling on the cover of a Lucky Charms box.
Oh, good one. Wow, good one, Aaron.
Called you a leprechaun.
Good joke, Aaron.
Hey,
very creative.
Man, we're going to get a laugh track behind that one, dude. What a zinger.
Yeah. Give us a movie, Aaron, and get out of here.
Hey, this is the OG of bad movies. It was a Steven Spielberg masterpiece, Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Appreciate
he was in
Paul.
Howard the Duck.
I've heard, I think he made that movie, I guess.
He did. Oh, Howard the Duck was
bad.
I saw it. He was a duck that got sent to a parallel universe. He got sent to Cleveland. You know, Howard the Duck, a lot of people don't know this, but Howard the Duck was in the Marvel movie. Howard the Duck is a Marvel character.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know if he's a superhero, but if I'm not mistaken, and all my movie buffs out there, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think in the scene where he was in the scene with Thanos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they all
like
came back.
Like an Easter egg that they're putting in there?
No, but if I'm not mistaken, because he was in, what was it, the conductor or the maestro? Not the maestro, whoever was the character that kept all the trinkets and stuff.
Doctor Strange?
Nah, not Doctor Strange. I can't remember his name. But anyway.
I don't know.
He kept all the oddities of the universe, and Howard the Duck was one of them. And when they fought Thanos, if I'm not mistaken, there's a scene there where Howard the Duck he came through the portal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never saw the movie, so I wouldn't know
You never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
You never saw it?
I think it was
Avengers
before
movies?
I've seen those.
Okay,
I never saw Howard the Duck, so I wouldn't know what he looked like. Well, I guess he looked like
he was a duck.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
The name kind of gives
it away. Yeah. I guess that does make sense.
His name is just Howard.
I did not recognize
him. Yeah, he's a duck.
But he's like human size, right?
Mm-mm. He's a duck size.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's probably bigger than the average duck.
Okay.
Probably, you know, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I haven't seen it. So maybe I'll check that one out. Let's go to Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
What's up, man? Hey, what's up, Hugh? What's up, TK?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to give you some numbers. I got a Phillies point, an Eagles point, and then I'll move on to my movie. 287, 8 home runs, 35 RBIs. Or would you rather have a guy, right-handed power bat, that hit 275 last year, is hitting 293 last year with 39 bombs, 112 ribbies. He's hitting 275 this year with 21 bombs on probably the worst team, or maybe not the worst team, the next to worst team in baseball. Okay, if I'm trading Andrew Painter, which guy you probably train him for first? The guy at 287 with 8 bombs, or the guy that hit close to 40 last year and hit 290 as a right-handed bat? Because you're giving me Stephen Kwan. Guess what number Stephen Kwan's are?
He's the first guy.
He's the first guy. I'm not trading him.
He had
him
two homers yesterday, though, Rob.
Kepler. He's Max Kepler. I'm not trading him for him. I'm not trading
he's
him for
not
him.
Matt, Stephen Kwan is not Max Kepler. Come on.
Okay, he's a little
that's
bit
crazy.
Better. But he, you, if I'm trading Andrew Painter, boys, it's for Brent Rooker and Mason Miller. Now, I know you got to give up more, but I'm trading Painter for that. I'm not trading Painter for, you know, a step above Max Kepler.
Well, Rob, it doesn't sound like they're going to be trading Rooker. I mean, Rooker said with Eric Kratz yesterday that it sounds like he's going to be stay.
Did he say that Kwan is a step above Max Kepler?
He said he is Max Kepler.
Rob, what the hell are you talking about?
It's insane. It's insanity.
Look at the stats, Kyle. What are you
Max Kepler's hitting 210, Rob.
Okay. What about the homers and ribbies?
Oh, my goodness. Rob, you
that's not the kind of hitter Kwan is.
You got to be kidding, right?
There's no pop.
Wait, hold on.
No
you're doing the RBI thing again.
No, I'm not doing it.
Rob, I'm starting to wonder if you have any idea what the hell you're talking about.
He did
if you're comparing
RBIs,
Stephen Kwan to Max Kepler, it's an atrocious take.
Where's that other producer coming back? God, it was nice to have him. Kyle took a day off. That's what we need to
do. Yeah, he's letting you off the hook too much is what's happening. This is a horrendous take.
Listen,
I'm trying to keep you in line.
He hit almost 40 bombs. The guy's hit 290 with no protection.
But he doesn't play defense, Rob, at all. You'd have to play Schwarber back in left field.
Okay, I'll live with it. But you want to give me Stephen Kwan?
I'd rather have Stephen Kwan and have him be the leadoff hitter.
He's got 8 bombs.
Save yourself the embarrassment.
Yeah.
3 ribbies and 8 bombs. That's what I want.
Just
Kepler. That's what I want.
Say it's a bad take, Rob. He's not Max Kepler. Stop saying that.
It's really bad.
But you're training Andrew Painter for a guy with those numbers?
Yeah, but he's a
Rob. You have to stop looking at just home runs and RBIs, man.
He's a really good hitter.
You gotta stop.
What else does he do?
Oh my goodness,
he gets on base a ton. You put him at the top of the lineup. You put Turner second, and then it lengthens your lineup. You have
Rob. He has like 30 strikeouts and 400 something plate appearances, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. Try again. Move on. Different take. Something else.
Bring up Justin Crawford. He's going to do that.
Oh my God, dude!
Crawford hasn't played a major.
This is one of your most brutal takes ever.
Rob, what do you have on the Eagles?
Listen, I'm a Hugh. I'm 52. It's great watching that Rams game on TV. Give me a dome stadium.
Oh my God!
Hey, way to go! Way to go,
Rob.
I know I'm just all over there, but here's the other thing. Everybody's talking about how Kansas City has a blueprint for stopping the Eagles' run game. Well, how many yards did the Eagles run for in the Super Bowl?
They ran for like, what, Saquon had 67 yards, I think?
Total yards rushing.
I don't know. I don't know the exact number.
It's got to be over 100. Because Jalen had 70-something himself, right?
Yeah. The Chiefs did a good job of stopping that running game. The Eagles threw it effectively that game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they didn't do that great if you factor in Jalen's rushing, because you have to factor in that's part of our rushing attack. So they didn't shut down our rushing game. You got to include it all. So why do we have to change? Yeah, we have to evolve. I understand all that. You can't say exactly the same. But why can't we run the ball down people's throats?
There are going to be some games, Rob, where they will be able to do that. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it every single week the way they were last year. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say.
I just think they get a little bit too much credit saying they shut down. Because if you forget, I know it was a reception, but Saquon could have had a touchdown too. Remember, he stumbled backwards catching that ball, and I know it wasn't rushing. But they didn't completely shut him down, so he could have went in the end zone too. So I don't think they dominated.
I got you, Rob. What do you have for your movie today?
All right, now are we talking bad movie or bad movie you want to watch? Because there's a difference.
Bad movie.
All right, I want to say The Princess Bride.
That was a great movie.
Appreciate the call, Rob.
Buttercup.
It's another one I've never seen.
Princess Bride was a great movie, man. Mandy Patinkin. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. I'm here for revenge. It's a great movie, man.
Is Stephen Kwan is a step above Max Kepler one of the worst takes we've ever heard WIP?
Let's just analyze Rob's call there. He says Stephen Kwan is essentially Max Kepler. He's pro-dome, being just a monstrous wuss. He's pro-dome.
Don't have a problem with a pro-dome.
And he says the Chiefs did not really stop the Eagles running the ball in the Super Bowl, which they clearly did. That was an and he gave a movie for the bad movie that you
that
say he was a great
good
movie.
Yeah, Princess Bride, man, is one of the greatest movies ever made.
I mean, I'm a big
that
fan.
That might be
of,
a little bit lofty.
I'm a fan of Rob. Typically, that was a terrible call.
It might be lofty, but yeah, that was a good. It was a great movie, man. Enjoyed okay. that movie.
Well, I never saw that one. How do you feel about him supporting you and saying yes to Dome?
I'm with that. I'm with that. Yes to Dome. No, more people should be.
No to Dome.
Yo, yeah, pro Dome.
You should tweet. You should start tweeting out hashtag say yes to Dome.
You should. You yeah. should because I'm telling you, man, it gets cold.
You
it gets brick.
Yeah.
It gets brick in Philadelphia.
Come on, man. It's a couple. It's sacrificing a couple hours of being uncomfortable for the greater good.
No, I think it would be a lot more fun if we had a dome.
Really? Yeah. Like, you think that Rams game would still be the same without all that snow?
I think it would be more exciting.
I mean, it's special. That made it exciting.
I think
man.
It would be more exciting. I think it would. You know what? I think it would be exciting if we had a Super Bowl here in the city of Philadelphia.
Well, I don't. Who cares? I don't care about a Super Bowl. That let other cities deal with that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you believe the Eagles are still in a tier of their own? Would you be willing to trade Andrew Painter if it meant getting a big-time bat? And are you pro or anti-Dome in Philly? Calls on all of that. Plus, when we get back, we need a ruling from Hugh on something outlandish that Joe DeCamera said on the morning show regarding Jack. We'll get to that when we return. Need Hugh to rule on this. This is going to be interesting. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.